Hello there, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith. Look and See is my photoblog, a place where I aim to publish at least one photograph a day with that photograph taken on that day. Today is September the 18th, Saturday, and this marks audio blog number 25 in 25 days. I note that I'm still calling it my experimental audio blog. I thought about taking that off today, but since I'm going to be playing with some audio setup next week, I'll leave it lying there for another few days at least. Today was yet another beautiful day, minus 2 to 20 degrees centigrade, and that translates to 28 to 68 Fahrenheit. It's that time of year when the temperature varies greatly. People have no idea what to wear. It can be a chilly, frosty morning and a very warm to hot day. Such is the transition into summer. Well, today I've got a couple of themes. The first one is my entry to the Photo Friday challenge. And this week the theme for the challenge is domestic. I always try and pick a subject that's a little bit more obscure for the theme. Sometimes it's pretty difficult. And the best I could think of today for domestic was domestic terminal. The airport at Armidale. The first photograph is the check-in counter, or some of the check-in counters, at the airport. The Qantas link on the left, which is our link to the Qantas hub at Sydney. Sunshine Express goes to the Gold Coast and Brisbane in Queensland. And there are others out of sight. Rex is a brand new one. Rex standing for Regional Express going to Sydney. It's a bit of a cheat, really. There is no international airport. We're only a small country town, 25,000 people. So the airport is actually a regional airport rather than domestic, but it seemed to fit the bill. The second photograph is domestic security. A bit of barbed wire and fencing keeping unwanted persons out of the airport. The fact that it's the airport is indicated by the windsock just out of sight. The next theme for today is something that I spotted on my way into town today. One of the purposes of Look and See, my photo blog, is to record things that I see, incidents and events, rather than just being an outlet for any creativity that I might think I have. And today marks the first bushfire or scrub fire, wildfire that I've seen in the area this year so far, or this season so far. It's a little bit early, you know, it was minus 2 degrees below freezing this morning. And here we have temperatures warm enough to sustain a fire. It could just have been a controlled burn for hazard reduction purposes, but it was a pretty major amount of smoke. The view that we're looking at in the third photograph is across the paddocks of a farming property, across a gorge that you can see a little bit of cliff face. There's a gorge disappearing down several hundred meters just there. And it comes back up the other side, and behind that we have the volumes of smoke. The fourth photograph is an attempt to give a very wide-angle view of the fire. So the smoke pluming up in the third photograph is that which you can see at the extreme right of the smoke in the fourth photograph. It looks just like clouds on the horizon if you didn't know that the extreme right was the plume in the photograph above. the temperature inversion and prevailing winds pushed the smoke for several kilometres. This is quite an impressive smoke trail. I imagine it would be visible from space with weather satellites. It's quite a distinguishable plume, I imagine. The condition of the land can be seen from the grass in the foreground in the fourth photograph. There's a bit of green tinge there with the springtime growth happening, but the remnant dry brown stubble from the previous year is what causes a lot of the fires. So there we have it, a couple of themes for today, September the 18th. I'm Gordon Smith. If you'd like to send me an email, my address is Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, Gordon at las.new-england.net.au. Thanks for dropping by. Please stop in tomorrow to see what I've managed to photograph on the Sunday. Bye for now.